Cooper Marsh is truly a gem in the crown of Eastern Ontario conservation areas. Many thousands of visitors experience the wonders of this wetland every year. Nestled on the picturesque banks of Lake St. Francis, 3 kilometers west of Lancaster and 18 kilometers east of Cornwall, Cooper Marsh Conservation Area is the proud legacy of the late Mr. William Cooper Sr., a past chair of the Raisin Region Conservation Authority and a former municipal councillor of Charlottenburg Township, now known as South Glengarry. This cherished wetland, part of the larger Charlottenburg Marsh, is designated a provincially significant Class 1 wetland in Ontario. In 1997, the Raisin Region Conservation Authority, who owns the marsh, partnered with the Cooper Marsh Conservators, a registered charity composed of volunteers, whose main aim is to actively help preserve, protect, restore, and maintain this natural area for present and future generations. Cooper Marsh is a year-round destination of choice with free admission. It's very popular with families, hikers, birders, wildlife photographers, and outdoor enthusiasts of all ages who visit from throughout eastern Ontario, southwestern Quebec, and beyond. Keen to explore the flora and fauna of the marsh and its isolated ponds, visitors have access to 12 kilometers of wetland trails that include 1 kilometer of fully accessible boardwalk. Viewing platforms and blinds are also available to survey the more than 200 species of birds that call Cooper Marsh their home for the warmer part of the year. During the pandemic, 2-meter distancing must be observed throughout the marsh. Wetland birds known to breed at Cooper Marsh include osprey, American bittern, Virginia rail, sora, green heron, wood duck, pied-billed grebe, black-crowned night heron, sandhill cranes, and the rare least bittern. The marsh also contains a wide variety of species of amphibians and reptiles, including American toads, spring peepers, leopard frogs, painted and snapping turtles, and more. As a center for wetland education, Cooper Marsh encourages youth to join one of its many educational programs run by the Conservation Authority or the St. Lawrence River Institute of Environmental Sciences. Following the end of the current pandemic, specially arranged educational tours led by the staff of the Raisin Region Conservation Authority can also be booked. The Cooper Marsh Visitor Center, which is currently closed because of the pandemic, is available as an interpretive and educational center for visitors and students alike. It is normally open from April through October. Knowledgeable volunteers from the Cornwall and Area Birding Club, conservators, as well as trained summer students act as interpreters and are available to provide information and answer questions. The center features local wildlife displays, videos, and information on the birds, plants, and wildlife typically found in Cooper Marsh. A new Zoom camera was recently installed to enable close-up, large-screen viewing of osprey and birds in and around the new pond south of the center. 5 viewing blinds and 3 viewing platforms facilitate wildlife viewing. At any given time, Cooper Marsh Conservators and the Raisin Region Conservation Authority are working on a variety of projects to protect and enhance Cooper Marsh plant life and its wetland wildlife inhabitants, as well as improve upon the wetland experience for our visitors. The marsh is known for its many unique wildflowers, including the Canada lily and cardinal flower. The Conservators Wildflower Group, with its nursery and garden volunteer team, was established by Dr. Philip Fry in 2016 when he donated much of his personal wildflower collection to Cooper Marsh. Volunteer members of the Wildflower Group propagate wildflowers in the nursery and plant them in strategic locations throughout the marsh. As a result, wildflower and pollinator populations are enhanced. The wildflower garden opposite the visitor center is at its best with all the spring blossoms. The Conservators' bird nesting project constructs, maintains, and monitors over 36 nest boxes for cavity nesting species. These boxes provide homes for a variety of birds. This project works in conjunction with the Conservation Authority's Duck Box Program to provide nesting opportunities for a variety of birds, as well as shelter for other wildlife. Monitoring has shown that the use of the nest boxes routinely increases the nesting success of the species that utilize them, including tree swallows, bluebirds, and wood ducks. A memorial bench program will soon be made available to the public, which will provide visitors with comfortable resting places alongside Cooper Marsh trails. It will also provide an opportunity to pay tribute to the memory of someone special. The Legacy of Cooper Marsh booklet is now available through Cooper Marsh Conservators as well as via local retailers. These include Henderson's Grocery Store in Lancaster and Glengarry Fine Cheese just north of the village, as well as Home Hardware in Alexandria. This $15 publication recounts the legacy and natural history of Cooper Marsh. The book is authored by a series of individuals who have a wealth of knowledge and a great affection for the marsh and are keen to share their passion. The restoration and enhancement of Cooper Marsh is brought alive through stories and photographs of the marsh's unique flora and fauna. The first and second editions have been made available in English. A French edition will soon be available. If you would like more information about Cooper Marsh and the Conservators, visit the Raisin Region Conservation Authorities and Conservators websites, as well as the Cooper Marsh Conservators and RRCA pages on Facebook.
So thank you everyone for joining us on this self-guided driving tour of Glengarry. We really hope you've enjoyed it. On behalf of all the presenters and myself, we hope that you'll return to Glengarry and enjoy these sites again at your leisure. And if you keep in touch, send us an email. We can send you further updates as we do this in the future. Thanks so much.